in a big time way. I'm with head coach Leslie Frazier. Coach, where do you want to start? I think the word that you told your guys was what?
Well, I just told them how proud I am of what their performance here this afternoon. I mean, just a terrific job in all phases. You know, guys pulling together and understanding how important it is to work for four quarters and not a quarter or half. I mean, just a great effort by our players.
You, I think I also overheard you tell them that they persevered through a tough week of adversity and second-guessing and all of those things. How big is this win to be 6-4 in the division?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, to go into our bye week with a win, 2-0 in our division, it'll help with our confidence. It'll make things a whole lot better, Greg, when we come back and start working for our next opponent. It's a huge win for our team and our organization.
I got to ask you about Adrian Peterson. We always talk about these adjectives and trying to describe what kind of special player he was. He is fourth consecutive game over 100 yards, surpassing 1,000 yards. It goes on and on and on. I mean, what can't this kid? What can't he do?
I don't know if there's anything he can't do. I mean, I don't even know if you can look at him now and determine that he had ACL surgery just a year ago. So. He's an incredible, incredible football player and a great person as well, and just doing a heck of a job for our team.
Coach, I got to ask you about your quarterback. Had a tough week over the last few weeks, but came back 24 of 32, 221 yards, a couple of TDs, no interceptions. He completed a pass to 10 different receivers, including himself. Talk about what the week was like for Christian Ponder.
You know, it just says so much about his character, Greg, for him to – persevere through all the second guessing and, you know, people pointing fingers and, you know, we always had confidence in him and he went out there and played with great confidence today and led our team to victory. So that quarterback position, as you know, sometimes it gets too much blame and too much credit at the same time. And just very proud of Christian and the way he played and the way he handled adversity.
Did it make a difference by having quarterback coach Craig Johnson down on the field? I know he was down for the first time this year, to give him an extra set of ears, extra set of eyes, and just some confidence.
You know, after our last game, I was thinking about ways to help him, and I was just thinking, well, who's the guy that's always in his ear at practice and meetings? And I said, you know, let's get Craig on the field. I think and I hope that it had a positive effect. It seems that it did. But at the end of the day, it goes back to Christian stepping up and playing like we all know that he can. He did a terrific job.
I know there was a refocus and a recommitment to get Kyle Rudolph back into the mix. 7 for 64, a career high for him. One touchdown. He's continues to improve each week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for us to get him involved, it really helps our passing attack. Christian likes to find him and get him the football, and it just makes our overall passing attack better when we have Kyle involved.
And talking about passing attack, Jarius Wright, young man, stepped in big time this week. The big play down the middle, 3 catches for 65 yards, but really gave you a spark early on.
Yes, he did. I mean, the play he made on the third and long to get behind their secondary, that was a huge play and gave us a lift offensively, and we were able to punch it in for a score. But it was great to see us complete a pass down the field. I mean, it'll open up other things.
Coach, let's go to the other side of the field. You know, the win-loss turnover in terms of turnovers. You got two today. How big was that? Winfield and the Greenway interception led the way.
Well, we talked all week long about getting turnovers, not giving the ball away. And if we can win that battle at home or on the road, you know, our chances of winning really increase. And today we got that done. Credit to our defense. That's a high-powered offense over there with some excellent players. And they just hung in there and battled and gave us a chance to get a win today.
Coach, before we let you go, the only two guys that actually put their foot on the ball, talking about Blair Walsh and Chris Cluey, great jobs on special teams. Cluey seems to have found his rhythm again.
Yes, I mean, Chris the last couple of weeks has really stepped it up, and he seems to be back to where we want him to be. I mean, he'll definitely help us from a field position standpoint. Blair has been terrific all season long. So special teams, as you know, Greg, and your specialists are a major part of winning and losing in our league.
Going into the bye week, what does this week look like for your players, and when do you start preparing for Chicago?
We'll come in tomorrow. We have some things we have to get taken care of. They've gone through 10 grinding weeks of football. We're going to give them the rest of the week off. We'll come back on that following Monday and start preparing for Chicago.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for your time.
All right, thank you.